This podcast is from Morning English.
Please, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
Get out of it. Personal bubble.
A personal bubble, yeah.
学口语就来早安英文。
Good day, one and all. This is Max.
This is Winter. 我在学 Max 啊。欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Winter, I have to say, you look especially radiant today.
Thanks.But let's get focused on the task at hand.
No. I really mean it. There's a certain glow to you today.
Again, thanks. But I don't think we should be talking about this, given our topic.
Oh, you're right. Well, harassment. Well, I sincerely hope you, that you don't feel like I'm harassing you.
Oh, no. It's actually really nice to hear. But I know in Western countries, it's difficult to say anything in the workplace.Without someone feeling that they have been harassed.
You're spot on. Well, shall we get started?
Yes, let's talk about harassment.
Harassment, okay.
Yeah, 骚扰。今天我们这个话题啊，就是讲啊，工作场合的，或者是也在一些其他的场合延伸出来吧，就是被骚扰，怎么说 harassment？和如果我们遇到了 harassment， 能说点什么呢？阻止对方呢 ，right？
Yes, yes.
今天这期节目呢，我们也同样整理成了文字版的笔记，放在我们的微信公众号里。欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Fantastic. Well, let me tell you a quick story, Winter.
Will it be boring?
Oh, yes, very, very much. No, of course not. I only tell boring stories to boring people.
Well, sure, go ahead.
Okay, well, in the ancient times, when I was merely 18 years old, I was friends with a guy who I was working a part-time job with me in a charity center for children, who just had really, you know, bad luck. You know, these kids were born into a poor family, a poor neighborhood, and move in really unsafe areas. You know, this center was a place for them, you know, to get away and just be kids, you know, eat good food, and so on and so forth.
So like a home away from home.
Ah, exactly. Anyway, there was a pretty girl, you know, like yourself.
Oh, thank you.
who worked, and she was my age too, she was our age. And after work, you know, as British do, we like to go for a beer, maybe two, with some friends before we both go our separate ways. It's a very British thing to do. So he asked her if she wanted to join us, and she politely said, no thanks, I have other plans.
Right. So how does this story relate to harassment?
I'm getting to that now. Be patient, young Padawan.
Okay.
So the next day, he got a phone call from the manager of the charity shop, and he thought, oh, maybe they wanted him to work an extra day in that week, but no, that girl told the manager that she felt harassed.
What? From asking if she wanted to join you and your friends for a drink?
I know, right? It's ridiculous. Anyway, that day, I learned that you can't say anything to a woman at a professional place.
这个故事啊，其实 Max 讲的就是同事之间，可能男同事只是邀请下班去喝一杯，但是女生可能就已经觉得自己是被骚扰了。Harassed.
Yeah, harassed.
Yep. That's a major difference between China and the West.
Yeah, it is.
You can say almost anything here and it's fine. Within reason, of course.
Well, of course, yeah. But that's it, that's just it. In the West, it's better just to shut up and do your job. You know, it's hard to have fun at work these days.
是的，我之前在加拿大工作的时候呢，也有这个体会。像在北美和在我们国内工作是很不一样的。在国外的时候啊，他们把 work 和你的 personal life 分得更清楚一些，right？ 所以理所当然的，像很多话，朋友之间会开的玩笑啊，就不可以出现在工作场合，不可以在同事之间说。
Yeah.
Work is work. Coworker is coworker.
Coworker is and you know it's hard because these days we know we have Tantan, and in the West we have Tinder, which is Tantan, the same thing.
Tantan.
Yeah, Tantan. Yeah, sorry, my tone is wrong. But in the West, you know, in olden days, you know, that's how you meet your partner, your future partner was at work, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, you can't.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. So, was there ever a time where you felt like someone was stalking you?
I can't recall an exact time, but sure, there were times I felt someone was following me.
So stalked, ladies and gentlemen, is where an unsavory character follows you around town or even back to your house. We call these people predators.
Stalk, 我们先讲这个词哈 ,S-T-A-L-K, stalk, 它的意思就是非法跟踪盯梢。现在有很多说比方说有一些偶像会被私生饭 stalk,、就是一直跟着他甚至盯着他然后偷拍这样的。那如果我们说刚刚 Max 讲到就是盯梢的这个人呢就是跟踪别人的这个人呢我们就会把它叫做 predators,、
predators,
Like the movie?
Like the movie, yeah, exactly. So a predator, in its real definition, is an animal, like a lion, tiger, alligator, shark, so on. You know, animals that hunt for other animals for food.
Ah, 对，就是掠夺者，对吧？So when you call someone a predator, it's like someone is hunting you.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? 就是他在追着你，要吃了你。
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's usually meant as an insult, but when these people are particularly, you know,out of their mind, they'll wear this insult like it's a medal to be proud of.
Ah, yeah, these are dangerous and sick people.
They're sick, yeah.
Yeah, go to a crowded place like a coffee shop or restaurant, if you feel like a predator is hunting you down, right?
Yeah.
去人多的地方、and call a friend to come get you.
So, we only hear of this, but particularly bad in the north of England and most capital cities around the world. And if it happens to you,It's really scary.
So Max, have people ever made you feel uncomfortable or even threatened?
Well, yeah, sure, but usually, yeah, it's at bars though, you know, usually at bars. You know, it's not that these are bad people, it's just, you know, these people can forget themselves when they have a beer too many.
是的，就可能并不是坏人，然后喝多了呢，就胡言乱语 right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Okay, so what people say when they're a little drunk can be a little overwhelming. Yeah, so let's talk about what you can say to these guys in a way that doesn't offend, but gets your message across. And hopefully they will stop.
Yes.
比方说啊，你下班去喝一杯的时候，在酒吧遇到有些喝醉的人过来就是骚扰你。但是你怎么说话能够回应他们呢？就是让他们走开呢，对吧？
Winter, I find what you're saying to me makes me uncomfortable.
What did I say?
Well, nothing. It's just an example. So please, you can say this. Please, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. 如果大家听到有人跟你说话不太礼貌，骚扰你，或者是挑衅，你就可以说这个句子。Please, you're making me feel uncomfortable. 我们在之前的节目里面啊，其实有跟大家分享过，就是 uncomfortable 这个词，翻译成中文可能就是不舒服。
Yeah, exactly.
但是在英文里面呢，它是一个比较严重的词。It's serious, right?
It's serious, serious, yeah, yeah.
就是说，你已经让我很不舒服了，就是你已经越界了。Another, what you're saying makes me feel threatened.
Right, so it's not insulting. If you say it calmly, like this.Excuse me, what you're saying makes me feel threatened, you know, or what you're saying makes me feel uncomfortable.
At which point they should stop speaking and will change the subject.
Usually.
Yeah, 就是当你说到这个句子的时候啊 ,native speaker 的话肯定就能够知道你就是在很反感他现在说的这个话了就是他们必须要转换话题了。
Indeed, yes, yes.
Yeah, the message is clear.
The message is clear, yeah. So what might we say, Winter, if they don't stop and they, you know, start to get a little bit too close to you, what would you say?
Yeah. Well, in the West, we can say, you're in my personal space, get out of it.你现在已经侵犯到了我的Personal space, 就是私人领地个人空间 right?、
Yeah.
意思就是你已经过分了冒犯到我了侵犯到我了 You're in my personal space, get out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
滚开
滚 you can just say 滚
right?、Yeah. Get out of it.
Get out of it, yeah. Maybe not that, maybe don't add that. But okay, so well in Britain, we're very polite, so we have to say please and thank you. So we would say,Please get out of my personal bubble. Thank you in advance.
Personal bubble?
A personal bubble, yeah.、Ah. So imagine for a moment what is a comfortable space between you and someone else.
Oh, I gotcha. And that is really important point to talk about. Imagine that there is an invisible bubble around you,、right?
That's it.
Yeah, that's your space that you feel comfortable between others.
Exactly. So,、
bubble 是一个泡泡嘛
Yes, yeah,
泡泡
yeah, 泡泡
right?
Yeah,
珍珠奶茶叫 bubble tea, 就是一个泡泡 right?
Yeah.
所以其实就是每个人其实都有一个自己的 personal bubble, 就是你跟别人之间的那个 space.
So exactly. So if someone crosses you into your bubble, you can simply say, please get out of my personal bubble.
Please get out of my personal bubble.
Yes, that's right. Winter, you do not have my consent to touch me. You do not have my consent to say that to me.
But I didn't touch you.And I didn't say anything.
No, but here is an important word to learn. Consent.
Right.
If you give your consent, it means you can do something. If you don't give your consent, it means you can't. Simple.
Yeah, it means permission.
Permission, yeah.
Yeah. Consent. C-O-N-S-E-N-T. Consent. 这个词的意思就是同意允许 So someone does or says something against your consent, that is harassment.
That is harassment, yes.
Yeah.
Right. So if you don't give your consent to someone to touch you, we can say a few things. But of course, I'm British, so we have to cover the polite way of saying stop it.
You can also just say that, please stop it.
Please stop it.
Yeah. That's far too simple.
It is far too simple.
Oh, so we have covered if someone tries to touch you. But now, if someone says something you don't like, we say, you're not welcome to say that to me.
Yeah, Winter, you are really, really not welcome to say that to me.
You're not welcome to say that to me. 就是你最好别这么跟我说话。我不允许你这么跟我说话。
Yes, pretty much the same. Just don't say that to me.
Yeah.
Now, if after all that, they're still harassing you, now it's time to stop being polite.
That's outside the workplace.
Yeah, this is outside the workplace. Yeah, if this is inside the workplace, all you have to do is just go to the boss and say, he's harassing me. Then that's that. But outside the workplace, you're on your own.
So what would you do?
What would I do? Well, me, you know, because I'm a delightful character, I would start calling them names while I'm calling for help.
You're a fanatical slime ball.Leave me alone.
Oh, God. Right? Yeah, like something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Fanatical. Fanatical. 它本身的意思就是狂热的,疯狂的, right? Slime ball.
Slime ball, yeah,
yeah. Slime, is it a swear?
No, it's not a swear, no. Slime ball is like, yeah. You know, you see like a person who has really greasy hair and, you know, they don't shave very well and dirty clothes. That's a slime ball.
Yeah, slime ball. Slime ball. S-L-I-M-E-B-A-L-L.
Yes, yes.
Slime ball.
Yeah.
就是混球,混蛋。
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's not a swear word, but it is an insult. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that seems to be all for today.
Yeah, 欢迎大家到微信呢,找到早安英文的公众号,私信回复加油两个字。来领取我们的文字版笔记。
有意思。
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. This is Winter.
And this is Max.
See you.
See you next time.
Me and Kurt feel the same. Too much pleasure is pain. My girl spites me in vain. All I do is complain. She needs something to change. Need to take off the ass. So fuck it all tonight. And don't tell me to shut up. When you know.Too much, but you don't got shit to say. I want you out of my head. I want you out of my bedroom tonight. There's no way I can save you, 'cause I need to be saved too. I'm no good at goodbyes. We're both acting insane.